Learning our first language is easy. We drink it in with our eyes and ears, and then blubber it out first hopefully, and then knowingly. And slowly the game of communication changes. No longer noise and gesture, now the magic potency of words and sentences. Through the process of learning to speak to others, first our family, then our peers, then society at large and the culture that shapes it. Through that process of participating in a world which ripples ever further outwards, we develop a sense of who we are. We develop a sense of belonging. And if we're lucky, we develop a sense of pride in who we are. In Ireland, we're very lucky. Our economy may be having a few problems. We may be exporting our brightest and best. Our public health and education sectors may be slightly under-resourced. And the Irish rugby team may be going through a bad patch. But we do have much to boast about. We have our musicians, our artists, and our writers. And with that, we have the capacity to reimagine and recreate. But who are those musicians, artists, and writers who retain a hold on well-being even here and even now? What notes and rhythms nourished their fiddles? What images trained their eye and fashioned their stroke? What words, whose words, juggle around inside their heads? Is it the strains of family, peers, society, and the culture that shapes it? Of course it is. That is the bedrock on which national cultures are built. But that's not all it takes. Just as the individual's world is enriched by encounters with ever-widening circles of people, so are national cultures fueled and forged by contact with other cultures. They are enriched by being infused, challenged, and subverted through dialogue with others. In fact, they become themselves in that dialogue with others. Music across borders does not need a mediator, nor do the visual arts, but literature does. And the people who make it possible are literary translators, and it is they whom we celebrate today. Learning our second and subsequent languages is not easy. Since 1776, the School of Languages, Literatures and Cultural Studies has been continuing the process begun in childhood of opening students' eyes to what lies beyond their immediate field of vision. French, German, Irish, Spanish, Italian, Russian. I list them in the order in which Irish academe, rather than Irish culture, came to acknowledge them. Academe always and inevitably lags behind culture. Don't be fooled by the rhetoric which posits the reverse. In our school, students read the quite extraordinary literatures, the quite extraordinary worlds of these linguistic traditions. In the original, of course. Until very recently, our students hid translations from lecturers' view. In the same way as children hide comic books inside the classics their parents think they're reading. I'm here speaking from experience. As one such former child and one such former student. Reading translations was a form of cheating. We all knew that. Why? Because translations are deemed a necessarily dull replica of the original, not a door into another world inviting engagement and dialogue with that world. All value was vested in the original. Happily, that conceit no longer pertains. Happily, students now read translations openly, not as substitutes for the original, but as texts in their own right, authored by literary translators, whose creativity and invaluable contribution to our cultural heritage we celebrate here tonight. A number of people have contributed to carving out the jigsaw pieces, which now make up the school's input into the Centre for Literary Translation. Cormac O'Quillenon, David Paris, and Elaine Ní Chuilleanán set up the Masters in Literary Translation. Murray McGowan determined that literary translation should be one of the school's strategic priorities and appointed Peter Arntz to nourish and develop the Masters programme. Susanna Bayou initiated contact with Dalkey Archives Press, and Simon Williams engineered the involvement of the school and Ireland Literature Exchange in a number of successful joint initiatives. Thank you to all of them. Thank you to our guests here. And thank you all for celebrating with us this evening the work of literary translators.